hoodie rap. There's no fear in my eyes, what he looking at? Better look on map. Besides, me not like the eye fight. Me not think such a thing is worth a man's life. But if a man tests my style, I promise he won't like my reply. Boom, bye, bye, like bonjour, I'm crucial. I'm a Brooklyn boy, I may take some getting used to. Chain snatching, ain't have it, gotta get it. Saint from Brownsville to Brain British. Fatherless child, mama put double shit. So the number runners was the only one to hang with him. Before you know it, I'm in the game, bang fit him. Finno orangutans, video kid apps like arranges, I'm dangerous. See, tell me what the name of this. Brooklyn Dodge of them. I jack, I rob, I sin. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pin. Lucky me, luckily, they didn't get me. Now when I bring the nets, I'm the Black Branch Ricky from Brooklyn Corners. Burning branches of spread love, Biggie, Brooklyn, hippie. I pity the fool with jewels like Mr. T. With no history in my barrel, they borrow with no intentions of.
So this thing with, first of all, like, I had asked him to text you about doing this maybe like a week ago. So
yeah, then UCB, fuck it.
Well, it's funny because this thing happened. It's like now it looks like I like begged you to do this right after this whole thing happened. Or a lot of people ask you to do their podcast. Now I'm sure they have before, but now with this, is everyone like, come on?
No, I do. Listen, I'll do anybody's podcast. It's the
really?
Future, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you're fucking here.
I don't know if you know that podcasting is the future.
Yeah. But, no, it is. It's good.
So I just I had two shows at UCB. Okay. And UCB East, which, by the way,
the Beast.
Yeah, the Beast. And the Beast really is the majority of people that complain about UCB. Most of them come out of the UCB East.
Is it really?
This is what I noticed from the many messages people are sending me about how they're mad at UCB.
Right.
It's some shit that happened on the UCB East a lot. You know?
Yeah.
The thing that bugged me and like was I was doing...
Because you did you put a post about this like a couple of months ago, right?
I put a post
like
a long time ago about this. Like a long time ago. But I put one up that was just mad, that was just like, I'd love to meet whoever decided not to pay. Which I guess, I mean, in my head it means like I'm going to yell at you, but I don't know if that sounds like, so I hope that doesn't sound like fist fighting. But then the next thing
no,
after
I don't
that,
think you just want to fucking hang out with them.
Yeah, no, yeah, it sounds
no,
like
I know.
I was mad and put it, but in my head it's like a tongue lashing, not a, I can't fight.
No, yeah.
I don't think I can fight. But so, like I did two, so I promised Kara Clank, who does If You Build It. You ever do that at UCB East?
I haven't done it, no.
It's on Friday
but
night.
But I know it. Nick
the
Turner and Kara.
The show's a big show. I mean, like, it's packed.
I think I did it before when they had it somewhere else.
Right. Well, you go there and you're like, you see this packed show, like, I'm like, they're probably paying like a, it's Friday, you know?
Yeah.
Like a comic.
And they charge, right?
Yeah, and they don't pay anything. I'm like, that's kind of fucked up, you know?
Right.
I thought a long time ago when I did it. And then, like, then there's this other shit where they're like, there's not drink tickets for, like, comics. Or if there are, and this is, like, a story that the dude that I talked to, Matt Besser, says, like, that's not their policy. So I don't know. But a lot of people are like, they tell you shitty things to the comics, like, you can't have your drink until after your performance.
Right.
Like, some kind of childlike.
Yeah.
You know, and, like.
We can't have anyone performing, but.
Yeah, so I've heard two or three of those, okay?
Okay.
Officially from the dude.
So did you try and get a drink there at that time and you couldn't get one?
I was even drinking. I'm just like, why is this such a. It just struck me as like, this seems like a real, like, you're not treat. Like, you
yeah,
not
no.
only have not a good attitude towards the comics that have packed your fucking show out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're not even paying gas money. Like, what? It's almost like an air of, like, it's my honor to be here.
Yeah. Well, did you ever feel that before the UCB East when you would do the other one?
I loved doing Whiplash and never had a bad time. I loved it every time.
Really?
Get a bucket. I don't have no problem with that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a donation show. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, don't fucking take. It's almost like, you know, like, we're going to profit off some shit I did. I'm not an NCAA college footballer. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right. So that happened, and then you.
So I put this thing up about how.
And this was like 2 months ago. That
so I made. Yeah, I guess it's like 2 months ago. I made this thing. Like, I'd love to meet whoever said not to pay. I went and did this show. I was heated up when I wrote that Facebook thing. I was
kinda,
so I did this set at this guy Michael Shawkey's Great Debate Show.
Whoa. When was that you did this?
I don't know, a month ago, maybe more.
And you started shitting on no one paying you there for that one?
I did, but not even, like, I was joking and the crowd was laughing. I did good on that.
What was the gist of what you said?
I don't know if I brought up they don't pay and something. There was nobody there. There's almost nobody there, so I wasn't like, where's my money for this show? You know what I mean? I was thinking about the next night when I had to do If You Build It and look at this full crowd. But I was just, and I see the light blinking me really fast in the back while I'm saying this. And I'm like, am I out of time? But I think it's this tech guy that apparently everybody hates.
Yeah.
Right? That you know. So I get off stage. Nobody say anything to me about, you know, if they can, hey, that was kind of dicky, Kurt, don't come back. That's cool.
Right.
You know, nobody said it to me. I came there next night. The dude who was running the show, his show got like removed the next next day from the lineup
because they were mad that you had said
official. Well, look, officially, and maybe this is the right official reason. Officially, no, that's not why it was removed. It was removed because it wasn't doing well. But but this tech guy that other people have complained about apparently told him, told him, well, you don't control your comics. It's either Shalky's lying or that guy is a dick and he just does shit like that, or he let slip what they were doing. Like, it sounded like they're, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying I hear a lot of shit about this tech guy. So
I wonder who it is, because I did a show at the other UCB before. This is like a year and a half ago, and the tech guy I had a lot of problems with. He was really like cool.
Tech guys aren't known for their awesomeness.
Their sparkling personalities.
I don't think anything hinges on the fucking how cool the tech guy is at any place.
I understand, but I mean, it was just kind of like everyone on the show had an experience with him too. Like everyone, they were like, that guy, I asked him something, he was really like mean to me.
So what happens is that builds up a resentment, right?
Yeah.
So the next day I do Carrie Clank's If You Build It show, and I'm like, all right, I'm not doing any more shows here. I'm not doing these not paid fucking
packed shows.
I'm not making money. Now, their argument is they're not taking any money from these clubs. They're not taking a profit. They're pocketing it. All goes in the club. And it's like, fine, but it's like you're demanding I donate to your, you know what I mean? It's like I'm automatically just donating my pay to your thing to let you run. But you're expanding this business. Like,
yeah. No, it's doing well. It's doing very well.
Yeah, and the guy's other argument was like, well, If You Build It pays for Michael Shalky's Great Debate for that show not working. I'm like, well, okay, you cancel his show though.
Yeah.
So it's not paying for that. The shows get canceled when they don't perform.
Who was the guy that was saying all this to you? All this.
This is Matt Besser. But let me go.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So I don't know what happened after that. I didn't think that much about it, but I heard people say I was good about UCB. Yeah, man, UCB.
Right.
And then Cringe, the guys from Cringe who run the stand.
Yeah.
They wanted to make a show, like a debate show about it. Like, they were all into that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, let's make it a thing and then like have you debate that.
When did they start organizing that?
After Shalky's show got pulled.
Okay.
Shalky wrote me what happened with his show, right?
Yeah. So, is this all in, like, the last week that they started organizing it, the show?
It was like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
So then my next post was this whole thing about how they pulled this guy's show because I talked.
When did you put that post? Yesterday?
No, a month ago.
Oh, okay.
They pulled this guy's show. According to Matt Besser, that's not what happened. They don't have a policy of censoring comics or anything like that. You know, like, and I don't think that he does have a policy like that. I don't. He doesn't seem like that guy at all. I think it's one of those things of like that he's not there at these places. They're not there.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
They can't monitor what's happening.
These people are like, you know, those New Guinea cargo cults where we came in World War II, you know, like what they never saw white people. And then we left them instead of killing them. We like gave them shit. And then we just left and they were like, they thought we were gods and they built religions around the stuff we left.
Yeah.
You ever see that? And the guys.
No, like, but this seems like a good analogy.
But that's what they are. Like they're like the big four say, like this guy doesn't call himself the big four. The people that work there say that stupid shit.
Yeah.
You know, so I wasn't aware of that when I was making these complaints. I'm like, this all trickles down from them.
So it's kind of like there's some people that are kind of running it now. They're like the mid-level, like.
That's what I imagine. I think that
happens really easily. It kind of like.
It happens in stand-up all the time.
Yeah, it happens
time,
like,
dude.
Yeah, it's just kind
all
of.
All the time. And I think that
and then they get like drunk with power and they're kind of like, we can do anything. We don't like that. Fuck you. And then the main people who started it aren't really around.
Yeah. Well, they also get like feel attacked easily, you know, because I mean, how much have you bashed improvers in your life as a stand up?
Right.
A lot. I mean, a lot too, all the time. I they get defensive because they get attacked. Like, I certainly have done it.
But it's really, what is your take on that whole, let's get into that later. When did this whole thing blow up on Facebook? When did it start?
I don't know. I just found out later.
You put a post yesterday?
I started, a month from when this happened, they're like, let's have this show where you debate someone from UCB about this. I'm like, okay, it's Michael's show. He's moving it to the stand. My post where I describe what happened to him, I'm like, look.
That's my dog. Just ignore it.
Oh, Mello. My post was like, look, why are you guys even dealing with this place? If you put it, run a show, you make no money from it, and they're dicks to you. Like, go to the creek in the cave. That chick's like way into comics. Dude, Rebecca's way into comics, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not, maybe you won't make money there, but she's like, whatever the heck they think UCB is, whatever they think UCB is, like how Matt Best describes to me, the creek in the cave does have that kind of atmosphere where it's like, this is a thing we're all in. You know, and because it's one place, it's not three locations, you know?
Yeah.
It's inherently, I don't know how you keep it that way and expand. I don't think you can.
Right.
So my whole thing was, why don't you go to this place? I'm like, don't boycott. I don't believe in that stupid shit with this. We're all individual companies, you know?
Yeah.
Like occasionally you got to be a dick because people will try to not pay you, and then you kind of almost have to get to union point. But a union, I don't think would be good for comedians. I do not at all. And I don't, a boycott, I think, is just some horseshit. Like, it's a minor amount of ego massage and a pittance of money that they would even have to pay on one specific show.
Right.
That's just because when you're taking money at the door, some of that should go to the performer.
So basically, that was kind of the main thing.
That's position. You understand?
If they're going to make money, then it's kind of like,
it doesn't matter if they're keeping the money or whatever to me. That is how I look at it. Is like, you charge the door. I'm the reason, and the other comics on here, not even, by the way, if they had just paid me, I wouldn't have said shit. If they would paid none of the other comics, like, right, there wouldn't even be a, you know, like, I don't have, like, these, like, altruistic.
Yeah.
I was just complaining, man. I didn't know anybody, but it touched the nerve or something, because all these other people were, like Sandusky people. Like,
well, when did you, so to promote the show that was happening, you put in another post or something?
Yeah, they promoted the show, and I said I was going to debate them, I didn't really.
Who are you going to debate
about not paying on this?
No,
show.
Who were you going to debate?
I didn't know. They
were trying to get someone.
Fucking goddamn Patrick from Cringe. This is how they first want to do the debate, which I said at the show. He wanted to have me ambush somebody, like they're going to bring him in under the guise of getting into some kind of award, and I'm going to come in and yell at them.
Nice.
And I didn't find this out until close to it, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I so don't want to. I was going to get Ted Alexandro, who's done this before with comics, to, like, have a reasoned, you know, all the yelling's up front. That's how you
right,
do it.
Right,
You make the fucking noise, and then you have their attention, so then you talk normally. Like,
right.
And then if you are going to have a debate, that's how you'd win. Like, they're planning to attack all this shit you're not even going to do.
Yeah.
You know, that was my plan. So I'm like, so then they're like, all right, we're going to get somebody from there. So it turns out nobody was coming from there. That was never going to happen. And then I was posting about the show because I just saw this Tumblr stuff that had been going on.
What was the Tumblr stuff?
Dude, like everybody, like all these people were talking about
it. And this was in reference because of they'd heard about the show?
Because of that. Because of this thing I said. And then like the thing that annoyed me is to be like just my first message. It sounds like a fucking threat. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I think the thing I wrote after about Michael Shoggy is, like, way funnier and, like, more, like, of a redeeming thing than I put. Like, but it's just that one. But nobody's really attacking
me. I really like the slave one.
Yeah, like, I put, like, I try to make them funny.
No, they're hilarious. But it was funny because Kim was like, oh, you got to look at this thing. Kurt has put a post and it's like blowing up all over Facebook, and then I looked and it was just like insane, all the fucking comments.
Yeah, but nobody was, me saying all that mean shit about UCB, I didn't have anybody from UCB attack like your dick. I didn't have, the initial one where I go, I'd love to meet whoever doesn't pay, one guy from like, I don't know what state was like, you better shut the fuck up right now. But
he wasn't a UCB guy?
I don't know what the fuck he was. That's the only negative.
Was that the guy who, like, we were talking about before, who, like, what's his name? Or do you even want to say, like, he's there's one guy who's, like,
I'm not giving it to him.
Okay,
dummy. Right.
There's one guy who's, like, putting weird kind of asshole comments.
Oh,
fuck, but you're kind of ignoring it, right?
No, I've engaged. Fuck it, I'll say this. This dude, John Wendell, it's hilarious. I'm gonna.
Was this a guy from? Wait, before we go into that, wasn't there a guy like from Austin a while ago? You were going back and forth with about, it was like an improv thing.
I go back and forth with like a lot on there because what happens is I start like when I'm trying to.
Do you just get really worked up and you can't stop?
Well, compulsive that way, but I start out like just trying to write. Like I look at shit and I'm like, I think it jokes, right? And then like. So, but they're not all jokes. Like, one in eight are a joke that's like, that, yeah. In my estimation, like, one in eight are like a decent joke that's worth it, right?
Yeah.
But look, it's free. Like, so sorry if I suck the other seven times. Like, you're not paying. Like, you don't got to look at it.
Right, right.
But it's just like almost like whatever I'm thinking at the time. Cause I like mutter to myself and shit like a crazy person. Do you know what I mean? So now there's this thing that I could just like,
yeah,
mutter to myself.
It's a little
on,
dangerous.
Yeah, dude, I say, and like,
I get, there's times where I gotta stop myself. Like, I try and write things.
Cause you
like
get immediate feedback, dude. Like, the whole reason I left art school to go do comedy was the immediate feedback of people laughing at the thing I was making.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you have to do this, like, you kind of space out when you're painting or whatever, drawing, like, and then you show it to people later, and like, oh, that's really good. And they're like, that's your fucking, but like, stand up.
Like, we have to have a debate show about this.
Right. Well, stand up, dude. Like,
this is all over the Tumblr.
It's just like immediate gratification. So now this is like crazy. Crazy media. So if I have a bit that's like not even done and I know I couldn't say it on stage and have it work, but I think it's kind of funny if you read it.
Yeah.
I can put that up. And
do you do it on Twitter too?
No. I am so glad I don't, because I think I would get, I think I have a one of these fucking UCB things a week, right? Like, I think I'm only able to get away with some shit because I'm on Facebook and nobody gives that much of a
really?
Shit. Well, I feel like that.
So, so when this thing started to so when it started to blow up, you started writing more and more things.
Right.
How did you feel when you just saw, like, did you know, think that was going to happen? That
I was getting angry, like worked up, because I would see I didn't know all these Tumblr things that were like UCB counter argument.
Like, what were some of the Tumblrs that are putting it?
I posted one. This girl said, and she was like, "Look, performers, this is what you get when you do."
I saw that you put it on Facebook, right? Where it was like,
we serve beer for you. Clean up. I'm like, all right.
No, so you're like, oh, great, I don't have to clean up.
But this is when that dude Matt Besser contacted me. This is like the things that, like, they don't really know the culture of stand up. I think some people aren't buying it, but I think they don't know. I mean, if you see that girl's writing. We're picking up all the food that's left over after the show. Like, you don't know how this works.
Drinks.
You know what I mean? Like, that sounds like somebody doesn't know how the fuck it works.
Right.
Because their reality is completely different. And I understand improv's a different thing. And maybe you can't pay improv. I don't really give a shit about improv. They can do what they want to do.
Yeah.
The stand-up
but
thing,
if they're going to incorporate stand-up into the plays.
Yeah. Right. If you're going to incorporate stand-up and it's going to be all those things, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm a contractor. I do fucking construction in New York now. You think, like, the Teamsters are going to...
Right, right.
Well, you don't understand Teamsters. I also paint, so...
Well, what if you, like, ran a stand-up club and you had a show and you had an improv group in there, which sounds amazing already. we're going to pay all the comedians, but we're not going to pay you.
Look,
because
man,
that's...
I'm looking at a just purest way, any of these other things. I'm looking at a packed house that people paid to come in to see a thing that I'm doing. So some of that, and not all of it, not half of it, a pittance of it, out of respect, should be going to me and the comics that are doing the show.
Right.
And you do not even have, that's the thing, is so dumb. Where like the seller just raised their pay on their own, right?
Really?
I think, well, Natterman said something on a podcast, Dan Natterman. He said something about it to Noam, but Noam just raised it a pittance, and then so now they're more than the other clubs by a small amount. But then you get it like, oh, I'm working at a good club, you know? And all these clubs got to do, okay, is just fucking understand the animals they're dealing with, which are very simple, insecure creatures that, like, our egos are all crazy, and if they get stepped on, everybody's like a baby about it. I mean, I'm the worst of it,
right?
And it's like $20. Is like the people get is goodwill, you know what I mean?
Totally,
and
or
even no $20, all the shitty attitude that the staff,
right.
People are, like, if the reason people even clamor about pay is because this is not the magical place that you claim it is, of we're all working on our shit.
Yeah,
it's just like any other club now. You're not performing, you're out of here. Oh, you're not going to promote this? You're not doing all these things that. Like, he gave me a laundry list of stuff they're doing for people. I'm like,
Matt Besser did.
Yeah, and I'm like, he believes they're doing that, but they're not. And I didn't say this to him on the phone because I'm not good, by the way, at this. Like, I should not be the guy negotiating this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about all of you, and I don't care.
You're like, I negotiated, so I get paid 40 every time I perform.
Yeah, like, I just wanted to talk some shit and dip in a little bit and kind of like do it without having to do it, much like UCB with stand up.
yeah. I mean,
I am a UCB of protesting. Like, it's just one of the many things.
Well, I think what happened was, I mean, first of all, like, when the other one was becoming so huge. I never, like, you know, first of all, I feel like there were only, like, two stand-up shows there, and the main one was, well, first it was Crash Test, and then it became Whiplash, and it was always, like, cool and everything, but there was, like, as it went on, there was kind of an attitude that I felt very, like,
that's
unwelcome.
That's like anything
there.
That gets big, man. Yeah. I was talking to, I talked to Jeff Singer about Luna.
Right, oh, yeah, when Luna became, that was, like, the fucking...
Yeah, but, you know... Like, here's the thing with Luna, man. It, like, that was when it first came out, was like that was a place for comedians to, like, just do their jokes. They couldn't get in clubs.
Right, right.
The same thing that UCB is talking about, basically. Yeah. Okay? And it was, you charge money at the door, but you got, like, a drink token when you came in.
Yeah.
The comics. And some comics got out without paying at all. And then it grew and it got bigger.
It became the place. When I first moved back here, like in 2002, everyone was like, Luna. I was like,
I got booked because Maron pushed me to him. Mark Maron was cool and pushed me, but it was already not the really alternative. Like, when I was in high school, I read about it in a magazine, this like alternative venue, you know?
Right.
So it was already kind of moving out of that when I first got there and was just having main stand. And like everything else that gets big, it suddenly now becomes a commodity and not a labor of love. So... You have to when it becomes that, you just have to re-examine it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way, it might just, you know, it's one of those things that it has a life cycle and expands and then burns out and then a new thing. Then there's a Rafifi after that.
Right, right.
You know, like I don't think you can have one of these things and then make three of them and just keep it like that. I don't think there's any way to do that.
Well, wait, so the three of them, it's a two here and one in L.A.?
Right. And by the way, just this one, the one in L.A., this shit really wasn't springing up before UCB's came out, you know?
What do you mean? Oh, like this kind of shit. Yeah, no, totally.
It wasn't, because it was still... Just like a unique, hey, TCB.
Well, yeah, kind of like there's just like one theater, the fact they have two now, and it's like,
and one more, you got two in one city,
and it has a different vibe because there's like a bar that's kind of like a bar outside, like the other one just kind of has a bar where it's like, just buy a beer for like $2.
I, you know, and maybe I'm naive, but I believe the guy when he says he doesn't know. I talked to him on the phone. He wasn't asking for an apology for all the.
And how did that start? How did he? Because I remember you were like, hey.
Well, then I heard that no one was coming when I started talking.
No one from UCB was coming.
Yeah, and I'm like, why are you guys telling me I'm debating someone and no one is planning to show up? And then I put a thing like, I hope they don't punk out. And something,
I saw that. Yeah, that was awesome.
And then Matt wrote me, hey, do you want to talk on the phone? I was like, oh, shit. All right. So then I called him up on the phone.
How was he at first? Was he like, hello?
No, he felt genuinely bad that he was looking like a rich guy.
Right.
Like that concerned him greatly.
He was like, I want everyone to know I'm not rich.
Well, he's not making, they're not taking profit from this place. They're putting it into the place to have this place exist. Okay. I get that. You know what I mean? I mean, like, and this is what I told him, like, dude, I know this is not like a solution, but it's like, that's your problem, dude. Like,
right.
Like, we can't expand and pay people. That sounds like, you know, but like, I do buy into, to a certain degree, the argument, like, this is supposed to be an experimental theater. Okay. We can't be, we're not like professional shows, a place where people can get on and get stage time,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. That I understand that, but when you have a professional show,
yeah, when it was kind of becoming, because they do a lot of stand-up shows there. I think there's at the new one, at the other one.
Yeah, I don't think they have to turn into a comedy club, dude. I'm saying, dude, all you got to do is break off a little bit of the door to just be like, oh, here, this is what we can do, because comics will take that. A comics will absolutely take that. A comic will take a fucking drink ticket and a pat on the fucking
head. Well, you just want to like feel like, I don't know. Yeah, you're, because that's the only gripe I ever had with that place. There were a couple times where I would go there. And, you know, it's like I had been doing the free show there at the other one for years. And I would walk down and there'd be someone at the booth. Because a lot of the people who work there who are improv team people are not friendly people. Like, they have this sense of, like, oh, I have power. I'm, like, a big UCB person. But, I'd walk in and just go see a show, and they'd be like, who are you? And
yeah, if you're a comic, that shit's tiresome, because, you know, that's some shit you probably have already encountered in stand-up and passed that phase in your life already.
Right, right.
And then you're like, really, this fucking kindergarten shit, that's what you guys do?
Like, yeah, like, well, I have to be like, oh, well, I'm here.
I just spoke with the Big Four, and I'm the fucking, you know, like, they're all fucking Moses. Like, the Big Four have commanded it shall
right,
be.
Right.
Like, and then, you know.
Well, that's what happens is, like, the middle people kind of, like, take the power, and they, you know, it's like that fucking, What's that like famous experiment they did in the 60s? It was like a social experiment where...
I was thinking of that too, the prison thing.
Or that, or like there's one where someone's supposed to be giving electric shocks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone's like, give them an electric shock. And then they'd be like, okay, we'll turn... And someone would be pretending it wouldn't be real. They'd be in the other room screaming.
It's a structural flaw in how it's run.
And it's like listening. And then, they kind of are just being like, well, I'm just being told to do this. Like, and this is, so I'm supposed to just treat you like shit. Like that thing you brought up, the thing that Nick Turner said about like he tried to get a beer and they poured it out.
I've heard that before. Yeah. And so
like, that's just like, come on, like just take your, just be an individual and be in that situation and be like, here, dude, here's a fucking drink. Like,
but they're going to, this is my whole thing with, that's what I was saying about how it ends up. Because if some dude comes over and says from the thing to say, I'm going to take you being poured out. Like, that's like, dude, I'm going to knock you the fuck out in your little fucking club that you're
right.
Like,
right.
Are you going to come to a fucking man? If I was a female, I'd fucking do that.
Right.
Know?
Right. Like, no, I mean, that's
you're gonna
just
come to an adult and fucking say some shit like that. I'll fucking headbutt
and
you.
And like kind of. And it's that thing of like hiding behind the guise of like, well, these are the rules. Like, I don't make the rules. They're making me pour your beer out right in front of your fucking face.
I mean, that's insane, man. And so here's the thing, like comics individually without having a union, you got to not put up with, like,
exactly. But,
Nick,
but
why would you ever go back there again after something like that happened?
No, it was great. Exactly. That's a big issue because a lot of this shit happens because, what you were saying before, like a lot of people are just like, well, that's how it is. You just get treated like shit.
Yeah,
like,
so that's,
I'm not worried. I'm just doing jokes. I mean, it's not a real thing.
Yeah, that's the change. So and by the way, when you're new and you stink, you do have to eat shit. You absolutely do. But Nick's on I see him on like Best Week Ever. Nick's got some credits and shit, man. He's on an open mic.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how many club spots. I know that position of like, you're getting spots. You're not getting a lot of clubs. You can't get a club. I mean, goddamn, do I know that fucking position.
Right.
And like, and the self-esteem thing you get is like, well, am I even a real comic here? And you know what I mean? And then, you become like a fucking rape victim. Like,
right, right.
You know, like you were, and you're like, okay, well, I guess. And so I'm not saying for like open micers to suddenly be like, yeah, I'm like, you got to look at your act and be like, am I worth anybody paying any money to see what I do? Which, let's face it, on the comedian end, a lot of people don't do that. So I'm just saying, don't have this fucking illegal immigrant mentality where you treat it like, okay, I don't want trouble. I just can't get citizenship of stand-up comedy.
Right,
I can't
right.
have that looked into because I'm not a real citizen.
Yeah,
I've been a fraud this whole time.
Right, right.
I'm not even supposed to be in stand-up comedy.
So if you were doing a show somewhere and then for like a year and a half and it was a hot show and they were making money, and you asked for a drink during the show and they poured it at another show at the same venue and they poured it in front of your face, would you be like, I'm not doing the show here anymore?
Dude, if a guy did, I mean, look, that's such an egregious, like, what are you, literally going to make this a thing where my balls have to command me to now do something crazy? Like,
yeah,
dude, nobody, I mean, I no fucking way you're going to pick up my, like, well, I'm going to show, like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't even, thank God, dude, I don't have any kind of self-control for something like, I'm not tough, dude, but I don't think ahead. You know, so
yeah,
that's what this Facebook thing is. Like, I did not think ahead to what a pain in the ass now this is going to be that I got to now. Hey, Matt, I'm your liaison to. Like, holy shit, did I not fucking want like any work like that?
And how did it end on the phone with Matt Besser?
He's going to go back and talk to them, and they're gonna reconsider. It's either going to be they don't have these shows, or they're going to break off something.
Right.
Like, as I understand it, I might be. I said, I stink at this, so I maybe. In his mind, what he told me is not at all that, but as I understand it, that's where we left it.
And it was all like, he was cool and everything.
I appreciate him getting in contact with me. That's not fucking, especially after, I mean, I must sound like a fucking maniac, you know? So the guy wants to fucking do something. I mean, that's something, you know?
Do you think it's annoying too when stuff like this happens where everyone just kind of comes out of the woodwork and is like, well, here's a stump that happened.
Well, then what happens is if you got complaints.
I guess that's good.
If you got complaints, now a lot of complaints are being filtered through the fucking feverish minds of comedians.
Right.
And they're, you know, like even Shockey, with that thing with the tech guy, Shockey made it out like he got an official email of UCB that said, you're not controlling your comics.
Right.
That's not what happened. This guy said that to him. So now you're delegitimizing your claim by doing that.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and what was the thing that Giannis said? Because I saw you made a...
Giannis said they told me never to perform again. I'm like, well, Giannis, I was pretty specific.
But they told you or him?
They told me that I could never come back.
I'm like, that didn't happen.
no. And I'm like, dude, I was pretty specific that that's not what happened. They, as I understood it, they kicked Michael Schalke's show out and said nothing to me. So it's like, that's somebody half reading in anger. Do you know what I mean? Like, which I was doing with Tumblr even. I'm like, in anger, half reading what they're actually saying.
Yeah.
And like, if they're willing to like think about it, then now you can't be like making shit up about them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, so you're, this goes back, because there's been a few posts you've written about like improv. So what is your take on, do you just, is it just something you don't like, or you have you had?
I don't have any problem with improv, dude. Honestly,
you just don't like it when, you don't like it when, because wasn't there a thing where someone made some shitty comment about stand-up, like an improv guy or something?
Yeah, you know what? It's honestly, it's, it's this thing with, like, the UCBs, that staff, everybody's pissed at the staff. It's honestly, when I think about it, all my gripes are with somebody like that, like a middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what
I think that's what happened, like. You know, it became a big thing. Some people, you know, and it became looked at, if you're working there or had these positions, it was kind of like, you're the shit. You have all the, you're like a gatekeeper. So it just kind of went to their.
And even, dude, even comedians or anything that, like, bugs me.
They were
like,
taking it too far. They started to take it too far with, like, because
it was everything. It's like internships, right? Were a good way to get in somewhere. They were a legitimate thing. You don't get paid. You make connections. Something. And now internships are taken advantage of on the corporate side 100%.
Yeah.
You know, like, we will just use these people as slaves and like.
That's the only problem I really ever had with that. The other one was, like, the people who work there would be shitty to me for no reason. Like, one time I was there and I was doing a show. I was doing Whiplash later that night, and I got there early to try and talk to Janine Garofalo about something. Yeah. I wanted her to, like, do
this
thing.
Who was shitty there?
Just, like, you know, someone who worked there. And I was back there, and because Janine Garofalo had done a show that ended at 9. And I was in the back green room trying to talk to her, to ask her. I was trying to ask her to be in a video I was doing. And she was talking to someone else, and I was waiting. And Whiplash was at 11, so it was, like, 2 hours before. And I'm just standing in the green room, and someone who works there, this woman, was like, can I help you? What do you need?
Yeah.
And like, I was like, I'm in the fucking, first of all, I'm in the green room. And I'm doing the show tonight. Like, what the, like, she was
that's
treating
not
me
the,
like.
They treat you like you're working at a, like, you're at the Cellar Comedian's table and you don't work the Cellar. And they're like, excuse me, do you work this club? You know, the Cellar's paying you $80 on the weekend. And,
so.
You know, like, so that's.
But I was like, I was doing the show later for free, and I'd done it for, like, years. And it was just kind of like.
Yeah, and that's where that's where the anger's coming from.
And I know I had, like, met her before. Like, it was someone who, like.
That's really irritating, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That means that she's judged where you are on the totem pole.
Right, right. Either that or just didn't remember me, or maybe just going out of her way to, like, show she didn't remember me. I mean, it was pretty fucking shit. But I used to get shit like that there all the time. So, which it wasn't, like, a huge deal. It was just kind of like, oh, if I'm here, like. I'm like no one, because it's kind of like, you're just like some stand-up.
That's what happens when you move on and your thing that you made is taken over by other people, the nuts and bolts of it. I mean, if that fucking happened to Jesus, why would UCB be any better than Jesus?
Right, right.
With their original attention being perverted into, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they're going to have to address that, man. If they want to not pay people, they're going to have to make this whimsical environment that they believe it is.
Right, right.
It's not that environment. It's like. A bunch of people, like, being shitty to you, who, by the way, think they're awesome.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I picked that popcorn off the floor. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't do the fucking wrapping the bottles, and I don't give
and
beer.
Not to be, like, a dick, but, like, that became the big, like, oh, this is the gateway to, like, stardom.
Yeah,
there's,
dude.
Like, a few. I can name, like, a few people who have become really big.
Listen,
from
Luna
there.
Lounge was at least a gateway to industry shit.
Yeah.
And that argument did hold water there, because that was, like, a hot show that they were showing up at. And people were coming out and at least being noticed and moving on to some shit from, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen when you have three locations. That's never going to happen.
Right.
Doesn't, the possibility of that is it halved. With every new location, it halves that unique place where people come. So that's why UCB East is not that thing. Nobody's fucking showing up there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, even the stuff I did do for Comedy Central, I wish I hadn't there, because it made me look bad with that stupid theater setup.
Right, right.
Where it's the pitch, you can't see the audience, you can't do a stand-up show.
Yeah. So how did the show go last night? How was, did anyone?
I just came and told everybody the story.
Was it packed
out? Actually, I'll tell you how it happened. I got to do my Fallon set on the 6th, so I was like, cool. Like the show that I did.
You're taping Fallon?
I'm taping Fallon.
On the 6th? All right.
Yeah, so I was like, cool, I'll get this tape I need. You know, I'll do my set first.
Yeah.
So I tried to do my fucking clean Fallon set and then get into it, and I just had to abandon it. Like, but
right.
And I they're saying they're going to YouTube. I suppose it's going to be on YouTube, whatever I said at this debate show, which I pray to God fucking they cut me doing the joke part out of it
right.
and just put the debate, because it's going to look
well,
real
who did
shitty.
You debate? Did you debate anyone?
No one, because I already talked to Matt Besser that day on the phone.
Was it packed out? Like,
it only holds 80 people, but it was full, yeah.
And how long what'd you do? Did you just do stand up and talk about the whole thing? You talk
I did
about
stand up.
You basically talked about what you just talked about here.
I tried because they had a tape. I was trying to record my set so I could send it in and also do that. But, the set did not work out very well. And then,
so I was like,
all right, fuck this. Here's what happened. And then, I don't know. People were laughing. I wish I had mentioned there that they're not taking money themselves from these club, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they're not.
So that's why I don't have the venom that I initially had, because I'm like, all right, well, look, the guy has this idea that is not, I don't think it's sustainable or a good way to expand.
Right, right.
Okay? It's like a whatever. It's like a like some kind of commie shit that's not going to work. But at least it's not fucking a rich guy like, you know, they're not
chopping cigars.
Like, I was like, they got monocles and brandy and they're, you know, they're not
right,
that.
Right.
They just don't understand. Like, they don't. And I'm like, you know, I do believe him. When he says he doesn't, so you know
that's cool. What did you think of the whole thing? People were just kind of like, "Yeah, this happened to me." Now it was just kind of an excuse for people to like,
dude. The only negative shit I'm getting now is
you were like, "Oh, I talked to him and he was cool." Like, were people mad about that? Like, I can't believe you backed down. Like, he's
well, no, that dude Johnny, it's all Wendell.
Yeah, yeah,
dude, Wendell's a dude like. Because this is what my podcast is going to be. It's going to be called I'm the Asshole with me and Louis Katz. And it's like
right.
all these fucking things on Facebook. I'm going to have guests on that like
right,
I'll,
right.
I'll engage people. I don't have no problem. Like, I don't mind getting hate on Facebook. I don't even understand how people feel bad about that.
Right.
You know, you're on the internet, dude. You got all day to come up with a comeback. Like,
yeah,
it's
totally.
Not like being on stage. It's like if you come at me to insult me on Facebook, you have already lost.
Right.
I have all the time. It's like I'm fighting you in slow motion. I have all the time in the world to think of what I want to say to you and put it on there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I engage in that. I love it. So anyway, people get mad because I got fights with like, some of these Jewish people fucking just fucking totally unfriended me, but I'd love to talk
really?
To that. I got every fucking topic. I got somebody that was annoyed almost that I'm going to have on as part of the show to like.
When are you starting that?
I think we're going to do the first one on February 8th.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, so Wendell, here's a huge favor by mentioning his dumb ringer name.
How do you know him?
I was on Facebook, and I was like doing it, because this is when I started like really ranting on Facebook, like around that time.
Yeah.
I was doing, and so, you know, Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah, the funniest people or something?
Before that, Rolling Stone had this cover with like Aziz on it that was like the funniest man under 30.
Right.
And I don't think this is that mean of a joke to me. I was like, I said Rolling Stone said that. I'm like, they mean like pounds, right? That's how they're going, like the funniest man under 30 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think that's a fairly tame.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I mean,
it's pretty,
maybe
yeah.
you could say it's not that funny.
No, it's funny.
But I don't see why that's such a vicious. I don't think I was being vicious to him. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
I don't
no.
Think, and I can't imagine he would give a shit. But look at this shit. So fucking Wendell goes, shut the fuck up. I'm sick of your unfunny Doug Stanhope rants. Like, it's something like Doug Stanhope's also now funny and you're copying Doug Stanhope.
Right, right.
It's just like a long thing. And I'm like, all right, dude. I don't even
Do
know.
Do you even know him, this guy?
No, I never knew him. But like, the dude, like... this is the thing. I'll let you. Like, I'm like, oh wow, this is really like something. Like this guy that like, hates my guts. But what it ended up being, because I'll let you just go ahead and keep talking, man. Go right ahead and let me know what the fucking problem is. And it all came out the dude's a bringer comic.
Right.
He doesn't do stand up. He's got fucking. He's limited by being married with a kid.
Right.
He's probably got a lot of disappointments on his own. Somehow he has picked me out to be like his guy of like, why is this guy? And I don't, to
well,
pick
does he think
up,
like Aziz is going to see that and be like, we should be friends now?
I think he also doesn't even give a shit about Aziz. It's just like, who the fuck are you, loser?
Right.
And I'm like, I'm just like, dude, don't pick me out as your guy. I'm not this guy with wild success.
Right, right.
To pick out like, this guy? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy. Like, I don't even know. That's hilarious. That's how sad comedy is that you would fucking.
Right, right.
Anyone would envy my fucking position. So then it all came out, and then he was like, and I'm like, dude, so you don't do it. You don't fucking bring your shows. Like, I wouldn't
you
fucking.
You put this on status?
I'm like, go do stand up and fucking do it. Like, so now he's into he's like into it. You know, like.
Yeah, he's like leaving all these like weird digs. Like, fine, you can't do UCB anymore. Like, go back to the club.
It's like these insider-outsider jokes. Like, he's giving you the outside scoop as a dude that's not...
Right, and then he said something about you, being nice, being like, oh, Matt Besser talked to me about it. He's like, oh, great, you're going to take it back. And it's like, well...
It's just weird.
It's just like every now and then he puts a weird.
He's trying
comment.
His hardest, dude. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
The guy's trying. Like, I guess then after he did say a bunch of shit, initially I was like getting mean and taking his Facebook posts and like,
yeah,
putting them up and fake laughing at that, you know, all that kind of.
Yeah.
Like, but whatever. I don't give a shit. He can say whatever he wants. But fucking, he's so like those comments. He's like so goddamn wrong. But the dude's not like a steady stand up.
Right.
So he doesn't even look at it. Because I know another guy that I fight with about Republican shit. I got a whole cast of people. Yeah, it's going to be a good podcast, man.
It's really funny how people get so worked up and like these comments start going back and forth when you see that, like these fights start. Because it's just like, yeah, it just kind of like becomes... You can tell people are just like they can't wait to like have people listen to their fuck something that they're doing or like an opinion that they have about it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I thought, listen, I don't even have a problem with that, dude. I to me, Facebook's much more interesting if you want to do that instead of like show a cupcake you ate or your
right.
Like, or here's the alternative to people yelling their stupid shit on Facebook is like those inspirational. This is how you know someone's dumb, by the way. When someone on Facebook, you're like, strive for what you believe in and never give up. How far would you go? You know that dumb shit that
just like a status that's that.
Yeah, it's always some fucking corny dude. One guy. Bless his little heart. This dude in fucking California printed, like, I got like three inspirationals that popped up on my wall that are like, the guy quoted himself. He said like an inspirational thing, and then there's a little quote thing.
Like, after all this, or just like.
No,
just,
they're not even related to UCB, but.
Right.
People like, I don't want to read your stupid messages of hope on Facebook. I'd much rather read your angries than that. Like,
yeah.
It's so much more interesting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, it's online, so.
Are you on Facebook a lot, or how often do you go on it?
Way too much, but I get jokes out of it, man. Like I'll put every 1 in 8 after the whole process that you go through. Right, I don't know how everybody's process, but like I get upset about something, then I get angry about it, then I think about it, and then I have something more clever than angry to say.
Right.
So a lot of stuff I'm putting on Facebook is not cooked shit. Like I'm like, well, this is what it looks like now.
Right.
I'm thinking about it, and then 8 of those in. I have another joke not even related to any of the shit I was blathering about, and that was the product of me. It's just I'm putting it on.
So you're
there.
Almost going through your writing process.
Yeah, I'm just like, you can see what it looks like if you want. I'm like old man enough that I don't do Twitter, and I don't.
You don't like Twitter, or you just have never got into it?
It's just like old man. I'm gonna have to wait till my girl breaks up to me and date a new girl who will
set up.
And maintain my Twitter because I don't fucking you know. Right, that's the reason I have Facebook because I was dating someone, but I
that's how everyone got on it.
How old are you? I'm 35.
39.
Yeah. All right. So you definitely like it's strange to me this idea that what you say on the internet matters. Like that's a real thing that people think is like if you watch it, like, he bashes someone on Facebook. Or,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And like I don't, dude. To me, it's just like cellar table shit. You know.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't look at it that way at all. I'm like, say all kinds of mean shit. Like, I have a roast-like attitude about it where I'm like,
yeah.
I can't believe you're taking it that much to heart, anything somebody says on a Facebook.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? But sometimes I do put pure anger on there.
Yeah, you put a thing a while ago about, like, improv people getting hour specials or something. You're doing an hour special soon, right?
Yeah, well, that's also even a little misguided, that kind of rage, which I try to not have. I'm trying to really have my anger focused.
Right.
And, you know,
we
like,
have to
I really
about
would
that.
Like to. But that is the thing that I'm mad at is not even, it's not improv people, and it's not fucking any of the comics. It's you get mad at, like, the way people think about comedy itself and the way people criticize, you know, this like you on a 50 funniest people list, you're on there with fucking Charles Barkley.
Right. Like, right.
Like, yeah. Why would we go to profession? It's like,
what do you think of that? Like, because I was thinking about that, how the internet and all the social media stuff has progressed in the last like 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every day if I go on the internet, there's a new list of like the 10 funniest.
I fucking hate just lists. I don't even understand why that's a goddamn. But how many things have you worked on where they wanted to make a funny list of the top 9?
Right. Oh, when you worked on that show, right? Well, yeah,
that
like
was my
with
thing
you.
With DeRosa. That they cut all the mean shit out. Do they cut all all the
I remember
fucking,
that. Yeah, Rusty kept telling me
listen,
that.
If you can't take two guys like me and DeRosa and just leave our cutesy shit in. Like, we're not handsome enough. That's what handsome people do. Like,
people don't know Official Comedy. That was the name of the website. Like, I
shouldn't even got mad about that. But
I was like freelancing there a little bit, and then like writing and like segment producing. And Kurt and Joe were doing a show that I was helping out on.
Yeah.
And how long did you do it for? It was called Overrated.
They just canceled it. I'm friends with like fucking Christina Lee works over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, just like all the people I know from Comedy Central, there's a bunch of people over there. But, like,
right.
But they're not going to make a decision to fuck my shit up. Do you know what I mean? It was like an internet station giving you censorship things is just fucking ridiculous, man. No one's going on YouTube because they're hoping to see an Olympics commercial before they watch the funny content.
Right.
I hate that fucking jerked off mindset. Like, oh, yeah, we got to get advertising. That's the number one thing. It's like, you're on the internet. I'm not wasting my time looking at network TV shit on the internet. I'm looking at some shit I can't see somewhere else.
How many episodes did you guys do of that? Like 7 or something?
I don't know.
Whatever.
It
doesn't matter.
I got all. It just, like, every fucking hard joke was getting, like, cut out of it.
Right.
And I'm like, I probably could have showed up on my end and been like with the guy editing and being like, well, keep that, I could have put some work in. It's like, again, like a lot of this stuff's my own goddamn fault.
No, I remember there were some really funny, mean things you had, and like Rusty would be like, no, they won't let you do that.
Oh man, we said Kobe Bryant wasn't a rapper. He's a rapist.
Yeah. And then you had some funny thing about... In a promo, you kept saying stuff about fucking Joe's mom and Rusty.
And
was
Joe
like,
get mad, and they
yeah,
that would have been funny.
But Rusty said that you called him and were like, "You should leave in that thing about fucking Joe's mom."
Well, no. I talked to Rusty. The other guy that worked there, Rusty. He was a funny. By the way, I know him from back in the day. Comedy.
Philly,
like, he's a good comic, dude.
Yeah, I used to live with him for like a couple of years.
Yeah, he had this awesome joke about playing a prison, and afterwards, one of the prisoners like let him off somewhere. He's like, "Hey, Rusty, that was really great. Come on, man. I want to give you something." And Rusty's like, "Okay, man." And it's like the guy's leading him further away.
Right.
And he goes, "No, just bend over there." And then like he looked down and carved out a soap. There was a microphone that said, "Great job, Rusty."
Right.
Like, some shit like that, dude. Like,
he had some really good jokes. He was really funny.
Yeah.
I think he just got sick of the grind of it's fucking.
Yeah, well, he has a family and all that shit. But Rusty's good. But like, it's just this thing of like self-esteem that these comics have, where they're like, I don't think what should come out of this necessarily. I don't give a fuck what UCB does with their policies, man. It don't matter to me. I really don't. What would be cool is all these comics that were waiting until now to vent about this.
No, like, see, that was the funniest thing to me about it, is like all these people came out of the woodwork and just were like, because, it was kind of like, oh, now I can finally tell my story and I feel safe doing it. Like,
you
this
weren't
happened
raped.
To me, and it's like,
yeah,
why
you're not a rape victim.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, be just fucking.
Well, but the thing with like Sarah Schaefer wrote something about like they threatened to beat us up, but then she was like, they didn't threaten to beat us
no,
up.
No. And he explained to me what that was.
Well, what
was,
happened?
Some people, like, they would have comics. This is like years ago. And Matt, and by the way, I thought Matt Besser was the bigger redheaded guy. I didn't know he was the other guy, the skinnier
guy. The skinny guy, yeah.
I thought, I was like, oh, that makes sense. That guy's kind of big. But it's like, Matt, he goes, people were like, just. Be, like bashing the shit out of him like comics, and he's like, I'll fist fight if somebody wants to. So like, they were getting bullied around.
So wait, what? How did that start? Like some comics said something, or
I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
It was like, it was just something like when they had started at UCB, there was some like comics like being mean to them. And he was. It wasn't even about anything. Like,
so that came up in the conversation.
Yeah, but look. Yeah, because he's reading the stuff, man.
Well, that's when it gets weird, because like you were saying, like when people start saying things, and then it's like, and then they're like, okay, that didn't really, like, I was a little bit like, but you just, I mean, I like Sarah, and I'm not like, I don't know what happened. I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
for a second, I was
more,
like, wow, he was like threatening to beat her up.
No, she has like, so a bunch of people have like legit fucking. So that's the stuff that I want to pass along to the dude, and not, you know what I mean, like, because I don't think it should be like this stupid grudge.
Yeah, no,
it's not helping anybody. It'd be just cool to make it a, you don't have to do a lot to calm comedians down. You really don't. You don't. It's like a pittance of money.
Right.
Or a fucking treatment like, I can't believe you. Like, it's just the most minor shit.
Yeah, like if you go to a show and they're like, and they seem like genuinely like grateful that you're at the show.
I mean, I'll show
you drinks.
I whiplash. I enjoy every time I've done Whiplash.
Yeah, Jeremy's always like really nice about it.
Yeah,
he always like makes it seem like he's grateful you're doing it.
But I took it initially. How I took it was, one of these people think they're better than stand-ups because they're improv. Like, this is the lower art form to them. This is how, in my head, what I was...
Well, that's kind of how, like I said, there are times I've been there and I felt like that's how people were...
But, you know, from talking to Matt Besser, I don't think that that's how he thinks. I think I'm getting mad at underlings.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
That's the fucking bottom
are you
line.
And then, so, like, have people, like, a lot of people emailed you and contacted you or would, like, hey... Just like, thanks for doing that, or Matt.
Yeah, don't stop thanking me. I don't listen to me. If they had paid me and none of you, I would have said nothing.
Right,
I would
right.
Said nothing. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I just like, just on your end as an individual comic, just have the self-esteem to not. Like, you heard that story about Lucian when he was booking the comic strip?
No, maybe. What is it?
I mean, I really do miss Lucian booking the comic strip. That was like an old-time booker that had it. Even if I didn't thought his plan sounded crazy of his booking, like, he had a plan. He wasn't the guy who used to bring the beer upstairs. He professionally booked a club.
Right, right.
And it was like a part of comedy. You know, the guy was...
It was kind of like the club for a while, right? Or one of them.
Yeah, it's not... Once he was dead, man, it was not the fucking
same. Yeah, it wasn't really the spot.
But there was a story about this guy who just auditioned there because, you know, that stupid lottery that, you know...
Yeah. Yeah. Did they still do that?
I don't know. All these things end up being not as good as they used to be.
Right, right.
But he fucking, this kid wanted to pass so bad, and Lucian was like pretty sick by that point, and he's like eating soup, and he just fucking sneezed and blew soup all over this fucking open mic dude's face.
I mean, really?
Just blasted him. Not
this was
purpose.
At the club, or?
Yeah, this is like, and the dude just sat there. And didn't acknowledge it, just kept like, like,
right,
and Lucian's
like,
you want to wipe a, your son wipe your face, son? Like, that's how bad this dude wanted to get into the comic strip.
Right.
So, like, pay your dues, man, but don't be that guy.
Right, you can wipe your face if someone sneezes
on
you.
Yeah, just fucking.
You're a human being.
Like, don't, you know, but I know it's a fine line between grandiose and just not being a bitch.
No, totally.
But, like, don't be that guy. And that's what this is. Like, all these people had, like, soup sneeze in their fucking faces. Right?
And are just like, okay, well, that, like, yeah. And then the attitude becomes like, well, that's what you got to put up with.
And then it turns out, you know, Lucian wasn't sneezing food in his face on purpose. Like, you know, just fucking say something yourself.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not your fucking guy to go do that. Like, they shouldn't even have this issue because once you get such a shitty deal booking a show, you should be out of there.
Right,
you should be
right.
like, well, I'm not going to have my show here. Why would I do that if it's like, the name of UC Beast is not anything to, you're not getting that much out of that. So just, you know, let them do whatever they're going to do, but on your own, like, stop fucking going somewhere where they're going to dick you over. Like, you,
right.
that deal you had at Bear Burger that Kimmy got.
Yeah.
Dude, you got a real deal for a comedy show.
I know. It was like, yeah, they fucking would promote it. They would let everyone eat free. They give drinks.
I mean, I think it's harder for a Bear Burger to become an industry something than it is for a UCB, for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was just kind of like Kim had pitched it to them. And she said, you know, she was able to get, like, huge people. So they were like, definitely. And,
yeah.
You know, it was like a business. They knew they'd make money from drinks and food. So they, you know, it's funny when you're dealing with a place that's looking that like is just like a business,
right?
Completely based on just being a business plan. They're like, well, this is how you do things. Like, you have to pay people to be here,
right?
But then,
and this is all from expanding, dude. Like, if there's one UCB,
yeah, totally.
You never heard this shit until UCB East. You never did.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Not like this. And it's like, oh, you're expanding. You're not just a little community theater or whatever the hell. You're
right,
in a place
right.
with a bunch of locations, and they have planned. To expand it on this model of being like, it's not possible to
right,
do
right.
that. You're going to be, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no. Okay, so that's, so everything calmed down. And are people still like writing shit under your things or whatever?
You're yeah, there's all, looking. Some guy from Canada is complaining about some shit in Canada.
And then they played your half hour today, right? And
that's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I hope they didn't cut the 15 fucking, my dark Jezel neck minutes out of it.
Right, right.
Did you ever see when they air the one with like some time missing, like.
Sometimes they'll have like a 15-minute block of it or something.
And none of my
that's weird. Like, how do they do that? They just it's like, why even bother to have it like just be a 15-minute block?
I don't know, man. But play the fucking thing with the dark shit in it, or else I look like a fucking
right, right.
Yeah,
and so we're right now. You're working on an Amy Schumer show now, right? Is that
yeah?
Are you done?
Comedy Central's nice to me. I'll say that. I don't have any gripes with them. Shit.
Yeah, they love you. Haven't you written for a lot of their shows?
Yeah, but not even because they hire me, but just, like, that's who does comedy, and, like, Like, I write for shows out, you know.
Are you still, is that show still, like, being done? Like, are they done shooting the season?
I think they're almost done, but my part is done.
Really? How long did you, like, work on that? A few months?
Yeah, a couple months, and then...
How was that?
I did a couple. Good, man. She's fucking funny. It's like, you know.
Right, right.
That's a, that's like
did
a,
she, like, ask you to, or did...
Yeah, she was, she asked me for the pilot. I think she just wanted me right off for it, but...
Right.
It was cool, man, because it's easy. She got a good sense of humor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's very good at because she knows how to act.
Right, right.
So
she has like an actress background, right?
Yeah. So she's not dumb like me. You ain't gonna see her putting a UCB yell on. She knows how to fucking be
right.
Have the fucking kind of jokes I like, and also switch to actor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I she's really smart how she does her bitchiness. It's very picked and choosy.
Right, right.
Which I have no fucking grace or,
yeah,
you know, like.
No, you do.
I do it like how I walk downstairs where, like, my arms and legs.
Right, right. No, you're pretty graceful.
That's no, just some pretty.
So, are you in that show at all? Did you shoot anything on it?
I'm in
it?
A couple of sketches, yeah.
Well, what is it? It's like a. Can you not tell me anything about it? Or is it like.
It's sketches, but she's not doing characters. It's more of. She's always playing herself in them.
So, is it like. Oh, really? Is it like Louis kind of meets something else?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Did they already have a template for what it was, or do you guys kind of came up with it?
Look, man, everybody wants to make a fucking sketch show, and we all want to see them, but for some reason, it's like, you can't just say it's a sketch show. What's the hook of... But people just want a fucking... So I think it's just a fucking sketch show.
Right.
Know? And then all that shit you say to, like, set it up... What's that it's a part of? It's funny, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
Key and Peele, dude, is like a... Like, pretty by-the-numbers sketch show. Like
right,
I,
right.
And I'm impressed with that when I watch. You know, like, I always see something on there that I think is pretty fucking
That's
funny.
A good show.
Yeah, it's decent.
I've only seen it a few times, but it's funny. Those guys, like, are really good. Well, one of the shorter guys, like, insanely likable.
But they're good, like, actors, man. Like, they know how to
they're
act.
They're great, yeah. That's the thing. Like, yeah, you can tell they're funny, but they're, like, trained actors.
Why weren't they on the funny 50th somethings, you know?
Yeah, that's basically it. I had a funny story that I remember... Well, it's not that funny, but it was really shitty for me. Like, this was like 6 years ago when you, like, first passed at the Cellar.
Yeah.
I remember you called me and you were
I tried to get you in the Cellar.
Yeah, you were like, hey, man, you should...
What happened? Did you...
Well, so you had, like, just passed, like, Russ helped you get in there?
Yeah, and Esty was like, I didn't... By the way, it's good you didn't pass because... Then, because Esty had this thing of, like, if the guy doesn't pass your recommend, then you no recommendees for fucking until she feels like hearing your recommendations again. So that saved me from having to recommend.
Like, oh, really?
Like, hey,
oh,
man, yeah. Can you get me in? I'm like,
it helped you.
Know, yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, so what happened? I think you had just passed.
They told me you went overtime or something.
That's what they were like. She was like, you went. Well, first of all, later someone was like, well, Keith Robinson was hosting, and he was, and I kept trying to, like, go up to him,
yeah,
and, like, be like, hey, I think I'm on next. Like, do you want to know my name? You know, because he and I went over. I was like, I think I'm on next. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I didn't get to tell him my name or anything, and he didn't tell me anything about where the light is. And I don't know how. When I was doing it,
right,
the light was like he just kind of turned the lights off in the hallway, so it was a little less bright.
Yeah,
in the
hallway. I just had that happen to me at the fucking Comedy Store. So I hadn't been there for a while. I forgot the star on the left.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't. I was like, I guess that's the light. And I mean, I might have gone like a minute over, but then someone told me that she walked out like 30 seconds into my set or something.
Oh, I don't know. I listen. I was
because I remember
did you think it went?
I thought it went okay.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like I didn't destroy, but I didn't bomb.
Well, you want to, like, here's the thing. You want to look.
I know. You want to destroy, obviously.
If you can't, but it's a tough spot that she put you in to see. Because the Cellar's hard. I don't think the Cellar's an easy club. It's hard.
It was a tough. No, it was like not an easy spot.
But what happens is, especially if you really want to pass at the Cellar, like, by the time Russ recommended me, I was already like, I should probably fucking be working here already. So I already firmly had that feeling like, why the fuck don't I already have spots here?
Yeah.
But if I was like 2 years earlier or something, or a year earlier, I would be like, I would choke because I'm a choker, dude.
Right,
so,
right.
So I only am good like 5 years after I should have got something and then I can do it well, you know? So
No, it was like I definitely wasn't like, it was just like a bad night. Cause I remember like,
yeah, well that, listen, that's a good thing that does in the UCB. Cause like none of these places make or break you. Like you probably back and audition again, even, even if you never worked, who gives a shit? You don't have to work that. How many fucking people that work the cellar that don't work the cellar are somewhere being comedians. It's none of these places make or break.
I remember I called you afterwards. You were like, so what happened? I was like, I didn't pass. You were like, all right, whatever. I gotta go.
No, I felt bad that I should have come down. I should have been there to like
help you
out. Should have
done the set for me.
No, I should have done your set for you. Okay. but like all those questions shit, because they don't know you. Like I'm recommending.
Well, I really felt like when I was there. I mean, that you know, it's kind of notorious for like. I felt everyone was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, no one was nice to me.
That's
people
right.
were really not
and you,
nice
and
to
you,
me.
And there is that vibe, and that's why they pay comedians.
Right. like it was like overtly, like, I remember Kevin Brennan, like, I think I went on after him, and he had his, like, tape recorder, like, right next to where I was standing.
Yeah.
And he was, like, right next to me, his face was, and I go, hey, man, good job. He just completely ignored me. And I was like, wow, this is like, it was just kind of like, oh, no one even said anything.
Well, I never do that to people that are auditioning. That's fucking dicky, boy.
Yeah, it was a tough
you should
night.
Have people, you should have people be dicks to you, just not the tech guy at UCB. Like the person being a dick to you should be some comic that's like, you got to work your way in. That's the hazing you're supposed to
Well, I remember
to
when I did the show, when I was telling you, I did the show at UCB and like, the tech guy was mean. Like, at one, you know, he just like went out. He was like overtly mean. Like, he came out of his way. He went out of his way to be like, "Hey, can you tell people to like stop coming up to me? People on your show to stop coming up to me asking me things." Because someone was like, "Hey,
who said that to you?"
The tech guy. I thought he was like being like helpful at first. You know, you ever have that happen where someone comes up to you, you're like, "Oh, this guy's being nice," and then they're a dick.
I
was really mad.
Bad shit.
Because like Joe DeRosa was on the show and he went up to him and he was like, are you gonna? I think he said something like, "Are you gonna light me?"
Yeah.
And then right after that, he was like, "Can you tell your people on the show not to come up to me?" Like, and the thing was, he had like three music cues in like an hour and a half show, and it was like, well, why? Like, you're not really doing anything.
Who the
you know?
Fuck are you?
It was really
fucking
bad.
Booth monkey, just do what the fuck I tell you.
Yeah.
Me, the important part of the show. Well, all right, listen, I gotta go.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Kurt.
Man. Cool.
So you're doing Fallon on, I just want to.
On February 6th, I'm doing Jimmy Fallon. Hopefully
all right.
set. We'll be together.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Later.
Later.
No fear in my eyes, what he looking at? Better look on map. Besides, me not like the eye fight. Me not think such a thing is worth a man's life. But if a man tests my style, I promise he won't like my reply. Boom, bye, bye, like bougie, I'm crucial. I'm a Brooklyn boy, I may take some getting used to. Chain snatching, ain't have it, gotta get it. Same from Brownsville to Brain British. Fatherless child, mama put double shifts, so the number runners was the only one to hang with it. Before you know it, I'm in the game, bang fit it. Fit no orangutans, video kidnaps like arranges, I'm dangerous. See, tell me what the name of this. Brooklyn, dodge of them. I jack, I rob, I sin. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pen. Lucky me, luckily, they didn't get me. Now when I bring the nets, I'm the Black Branch Ricky from Brooklyn Corners. Burning branches of
spread love. Biggie, Brooklyn, hippie, I pity the fool with jewels like Mr. T. With no history in my borough, they borrow. With no intentions of returning tomorrow. The sun don't come out for many, like Annie. Half orphan, mama never had an abortion. Papa sorta did, still I managed to live. I go hard, I owe it all to the crib. Now please tell me, what the f*** is harder than this? Warning.